Afternoon.
One.
Please take your Bibles and turn with me to 1 Peter.
请你们拿你们的圣经与我翻到彼得前书。
In June, I began looking at this letter with you.
在六月，我开始与你们读这一段经文。
In the first two messages, I pointed out that letters in New Testament times followed a certain pattern.
在前面的两个讲道，我指出这新约的圣经照着某个顺序而行。
The New Testament letters themselves generally follow this pattern.
这个新约圣经的书信通常都照着这个顺序。
Their words, though, were distinctly Christian.
虽然他引用的字眼通常比较基督化。
Part of the letter's introduction was a word of praise or thanksgiving to God.
信的开头的一部分通常是赞美神或者感谢神的事。
Some of these introductions in the New Testament are very long.
有些这些开头在新约比较长一点。
Peter follows this pattern in his first inspired letter.
彼得在这第一封神所默示的信就照着这个次序走。
Beginning with verse 3, Peter gives praise to God for the salvation which he has provided.
在第三节开始，彼得赞美神，因着神所赐予的救恩。
It's difficult to set a point when Peter ends his opening praise.
有点难要指出彼得在哪一个时候结束他的这个赞美的部分。
He moves very smoothly into the main body of the letter.
他非常通顺地进入了主题，信的主题。
In verse 13, Peter gives his first command to the readers.
那在第十三节，我们知道彼得给他的听众第一个命令。
At that point, he is clearly into the main body of the letter.
所以在这一节就知道他已经进入了主题。
Therefore, I would conclude the section of praise with verse 12.
所以我相信赞美的部分是在第十二节结束的。
Through chapter 2, verse 10, Peter is discussing our salvation.
在第二章第十节，彼得讨论我们的救恩。
Such a salvation as we have in Christ demands our praise.
这样的救恩在基督里要求我们的赞美。
That's the topic of verses 3 through 12.
这个是第一章第三到第十二节。
A salvation that rests in the hope which we have demands action.
一个救恩安定在我们所有的盼望是要求举动的。
That's in verses 13 to 25.
这个在第13到第25节。
Then finally, our salvation demands growth.
最后我们的救恩要求我们成长。
That's presented in chapter 2, verses 1 to 10.
这个在第二章第一到第十节。
In July, we began looking at the reasons for praising God as related to our salvation.
在七月的时候，我们开始看赞美神的原因怎么样关乎到我们的救恩。
I've identified six reasons in this passage.
我指出了六个理由在这一段经文。
We were only able to look at the first four.
但我们只能够看到前面四个。
We'll continue with the last two today.
今天我们会看最后的两个。
It's important to remember that those receiving this letter were suffering under persecution.
也是很重要，我们记得那些收信者正在逼迫受难当中。
Peter has this in mind even as he writes this praise to God.
当彼得写这个赞美给神的时候，他仍然记得这个情况。
His words have special meaning for those who are suffering for Christ.
他的字寄予那些为基督受苦的人有特别的意义。
The first four reasons to praise him are found in verses 3 through 5.
前面的四个理由怎么为何要赞美他能够在第三到第五节找着。
First, we can praise God because he has caused us to be born again.
首先我们能够赞美神因为他使我们重生。
When there are difficult times like persecution, remember that God has caused us to be born again.
当我们有很逆境的时候，例如逼迫，我们要记得神使我们重生。
We have a new life.
我们有新生命。
It is His life.
这个是他的生命。
It is eternal life.
这个是永恒的生命。
Praise Him for that.
赞美神，因着这事。
The world can only harm our bodies.
世界只能够害我们的身体。
God is in control of our body and soul.
神控制我们的身体与灵魂。
Second, in causing us to be born again, God has given us a living hope.
第二，神叫我们重生，就给了我们一个活泼的盼望。
We have a hope arising from the Spirit of God living within us.
我们有一个盼望在我们里面接着神的灵带起来的。
There are times when life seems stormy.
有些时候生命有一点难。
Doubts within us and pressures outside us can cause very rough times.
内在的这个疑惑，外在的压力，能够给予我们刮风大浪的艰难情况。
Our hope, which is a living hope, provides for us a firm and secure anchor.
我们的盼望，这个活泼的盼望，给予我们一个又稳定又安稳的船锚。
We know where everything is heading.
我们知道每一样事情的方向。
We can know our own destiny, even if the present is uncertain.
我们能够知道我们的命运，即使我们的现在、今在是还是不确定的。
The third reason for praise is in verse 4.
第三个赞美神的原因在第四节。
We are heirs with a heavenly inheritance.
我们是后嗣，有天上的基业。
Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 6:19-20.
耶稣在马太福音六章十九到二十节向他的门徒说。
Do not store up treasures on earth where moth and rust corrupt, where thieves break in and steal.
不要为自己积财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Human inheritances are passing.
人的产业将会过去。
They can be stolen or taken away from us.
它会被偷走，它也可以被拿走。
During persecution, such inheritances were very uncertain.
在逼迫时候，这一种的产业非常的不可靠。
But the inheritance in Christ is so much better.
但基督里面的产业是好，极好无比的。
It is secure in heaven.
它在天上是可靠的。
Fourth, we are heirs.
第四，我们是后嗣。
And as such, we are protected.
而我们得到保守。
Verse 5 says, who through faith are shielded by God's power.
第五节说，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人。
We may not be kept from persecution.
我们可能不被逼迫当中保守住。
But we are kept safe eternally.
但我们是永恒的被保守住。
Man might be able to kill the body.
人能够杀害身体。
But God is sovereign over body and soul.
但神有主权过于我们的身体与灵魂。
And as heirs of Christ, God protects us.
而身为基督的后嗣，神保守我们。
The fifth reason for praising God despite persecution comes in verses 6 through 9.
第五个赞美神的理由，即使在困难当中，从第六到第九节能够看到。
Remember that the readers of this letter are experiencing trials.
我们记得这个读者，他们现在在经验一些试验。
Yet they can rejoice and be filled with joy.
但他们能够欢喜，也能够带有喜乐。
Can you read verses 6 and 7?
第六到第七节，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心即被试验，就比被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
We can praise God because bad times are for our good as God proves our salvation.
我们能够赞美神，因为在逆境的时候，神证明了我们的救恩。
Look at verse 6.
我们看看第六节。
We find in this verse the character of the bad times which the readers were experiencing.
我们能够看到这个逆境的一些特征，这些读者在经验当中的。
These were general trials, not only persecution.
这些是普遍性的试验，不只是逼迫。
There is a word which Peter could have used for persecution.
彼得可以用一个逼迫的字来形容。
Instead, he uses a more general word.
但他用一个比较普遍的字。
These are general trials that test us.
这些是普遍的试炼来试验我们。
Some people imagine that if persecution was serious, then they would stand firm.
有些人觉得如果逼迫很严重的话，他们才站立得稳。
They imagine that minor trials don't count.
他们觉得小的试炼不算数。
Peter is describing not just serious persecution, but a general testing of our faith.
彼得在形容的 不只是严重的逼迫，而是一个普遍性试验我们信心的事。
This recognizes that there are difficulties in living for Jesus every day.
所以我们知道为耶稣每天而活有它的难处。
Naturally, some days are more challenging than others.
有些日子比别的日子来得更有挑战。
But every day we are challenged to live for Jesus.
但每一日我们都被挑战为耶稣而活。
Next, these trials are limited in time.
第二，这个试验是在时间里面限制当中。
Peter writes that they are for a little while.
彼得写说是在，他写是暂时的。
He repeats the idea in chapter 5, verse 10.
第五章第十节，他又再一次讲同样的主意。
There he writes, after you have suffered a little while.
他写说，当你们被你们受了一下子的苦。
This little while may seem like a long time when we are suffering.
这个暂时。感觉起来好像是很长的时间，当我们在受难的时候。
But to call it a little while gives us hope.
但他讲暂时就给予我们盼望。
It gives us perspective.
他让我们有一个观点。
Trials will not last forever.
试验不会长久。
Compared to eternity, anything we endure in this life is short.
跟永恒比较起来，任何我们在生命忍的事情都是短暂的。
A third characteristic of these trials is their necessity.
第三个特征关于这试炼是他们的必要性。
It's possible that they may be necessary for us.
他们有可能对于我们是必要的。
Literally, Peter writes, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials.
那彼得其实很实在的写，但如今你们暂时若有必要。在百般的试炼中忧愁。
When we think of trials, remember that God determines if they are necessary.
当我们想着试炼的时候，要记得神决定他们是否若有必要。
Everything comes from His hands.
每一样事情都是从他的手而来。
Everything fulfills His goals.
每一样事情完成他的目标。
He is working out a perfect plan for our lives.
他在我们生命当中做出一个完美的计划。
He is making us to become like Jesus Christ.
他在塑造我们越来越像基督。
And each trial is cut to fit.
而每一个试炼是恰当剪出来弥补的。
No trial is too much for us, according to 1 Corinthians 10:13.
没有一个试炼是对于我们太沉重，根据哥林多前书十章十三节。
But the trials may be necessary to accomplish God's plan in our lives.
但它可能是必要来使神在我们生命里面完成他的计划。
Fourth, the trials are varied.
第四，这一些试验是百般，是各种各样的。
That means that they can come in different strengths.
代表说他们可以以不一样的力量来到我们这里。
They can appear different.
他们看起来可以是不同。
They can last different lengths of time.
他们可以他们可以延长不一样的时间。
Each trial is custom designed by God for His children.
每一个试炼是神精心设计给他的孩子的。
Since they are varied, something new might be learned in each.
既然他们都是各种各样的，每一样我们都能够学到一些新的东西。
But in all situations, God's grace is sufficient for all believers.
但在任何情况，神的恩典是足够给每一个信徒的。
Fifth, the times of trials are difficult.
第五，这个试炼的时候，试炼的时期是困难的。
This is something we all know.
这是我们都知道的。
Despite the promises of God, trials are distressing.
即使神有应许我们，但始终这个试炼是忧愁的。
Despite His grace and His purposes, trials are distressing.
即使他有恩典，即使他有原因，试炼是忧愁的。
We know the distress of trials.
我们知道试炼是忧愁的。
Therefore, we should be careful how we speak to others who are going through trials.
所以我们要小心跟那些正在经历试炼当中的人怎么样说话。
We always need to have compassion.
我们常常要有慈悲的心。
We have friends who years ago went through repeated miscarriages.
我们之前有一些朋友在几年前经历许多次的流产。
After the third or fourth miscarriage, a well-meaning believer tried to help.
过了第三或第四个流产，有一个好意的基督徒，他希望帮忙。
He told them to consider what God was teaching them.
他叫他考虑一下神在教他们什么功课。
But that was not what they needed to hear at the moment.
但这个不是他们需要听到的东西，在那个时刻。
They were hurting.
他们在痛苦。
We need to remember to have compassion.
我们要记得有慈悲的心。
Times of trial are difficult.
试炼的时期是难的。
My friend told me he just wanted someone to sit with him.
我的朋友跟我讲说，他只需要一个人坐在他旁边。
Someone who understood.
一个了解的人。
Someone who would cry with him.
一个愿意与他哭的人。
In verses 7 and 8, Peter tells us God's general purposes in bad times.
在第七到第八节，彼得告诉我们神在逆境的普遍用意。
His first purpose is to prove our faith.
他第一个目的就是要证明我们的信心。
He desires to establish the trueness of our faith.
他要奠定我们信心的真实感。
Peter makes the comparison between proving gold and proving faith.
彼得拿着这个证明金跟证明信仰放在一起对比。
If you are buying gold, you put out effort to make sure that it is true, pure gold.
如果你在买金的时候，你会尽心要确定这个金是纯正的金。
I read recently, this week, that the price of gold has gone up quite high.
我最近读到这个金的价值最近又在提高了。
If you're paying that much for gold, you want to make sure it's pure gold.
如果你还这么多钱买这个金，你要确定这个金是纯正的。
Those who buy and sell gold make sure it is pure.
那些买和卖金的人要确定这个金是纯正的。
But eventually, gold will perish.
但是金始终有一天会朽坏。
How much more important must it be then to prove our faith?
这样。何等重要，更加重要，我们要证明我们的信心。
Our faith has eternal consequences.
我们的信心有永恒的代价。
If it's important to prove that gold is genuine, how much more so should we know that our faith is genuine?
如果证明金是纯正是如此的重要，那有更加多重要，我们需要知道自己的信仰是真实的。
Trials serve this purpose.
而试炼达到这目的。
It establishes that our faith is true.
它奠定我们的信心是真实的。
Have you ever asked yourself if your faith is genuine?
你有没有问过自己，你自己信仰当中是不是真实的？
When children accept Christ as their Savior, they may wonder later in life if they truly believed.
当孩子们接受耶稣基督为他的个人救主时，他可能之后会想，他是否有没有真实的相信过？
This was my own experience.
这是我自己的经验。
I accepted Christ as my Savior when I was quite young.
我在很年轻，我蛮年轻的时候，我接受耶稣基督为我救主。
But as I entered my teen years, I often had doubts.
当我进入我的青少年，我就开始有一些疑惑。
Did I truly believe?
我是否真的相信吗？
Did I have the right kind of faith?
我有没有对的信仰？
I've talked to others who have had the same experience.
我跟许多同样有这样的感触的人谈过话。
Trials are one way in which God gives us the answer.
而这个这个试炼是其中一个方法，神给我们答案。
Trials reveal what is in us.
试炼显示我们里面的事。
They reveal that our faith is genuine.
它显示我们的信心是真实的。
When we respond correctly, we know that our faith is genuine.
当我们很对的回应的话，我们就知道我们的信心是真实的。
Peter gives a second purpose for bad times in verse 7.
彼得给了第二个理由，在第七节关于逆境的。
When Jesus is revealed, there will be praise, glory, and honor.
当耶稣显现的时候，将会有称赞、荣耀跟尊贵。
Peter does not specify exactly in this verse to whom praise, glory, and honor will come.
彼得没有很详细的在这一节提出到底谁会得着这个称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So it may be helpful to consider what is meant.
可能会有帮助我们来想想 是什么意思？
Now, on the one hand, it's true that Jesus will receive praise, glory, and honor.
的确的，一方面，耶稣一定会领受这赞美、荣耀跟尊贵。
This is a regular theme in the book of Revelation.
在启示录这本书，这个是一个常出现的题目。
And is ultimately our purpose in life as well.
它也是我们生命中最终目的。
However, this does not seem to be the intent here.
但这里好像不是有这样的用意。
God is establishing our faith as genuine so that when Jesus is revealed, we will receive his praise.
神好像在奠定我们的信心如这么样的珍贵，好叫当耶稣显现的时候，我们能领受他的称赞。
Paul writes of this in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 5.
也保罗在哥林多前书四章五节这样写的。
When Jesus appears, he will reveal men's hearts.
当耶稣显现的时候，他会显明人的心。
At that time, each will receive his praise from God.
那时，个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Paul also makes reference to this future time in Romans 2 verse 10.
保罗也在罗马书二章十节讲关于这个末日的事。
Those who by God's grace do good will receive glory and honor.
那靠着神恩典行善的人将会领受荣耀跟尊贵。
As trials prove our faith, we are given the guarantee of honor in the future.
就如这个试验证明我们的信心，我们就有将来这个得着这个荣耀的保证。
This does not say that we earn honor through trials.
这不是在说我们能够接着试验来赚取这个尊贵。
Our faith in God will receive His praise.
我们对神的信心将会领受他的赞美。
Trials reveal that faith.
而这个试验就显明这个信心。
Hence, trials help assure us of future honor.
所以这个试验帮助我们确定将来要得到的这个荣耀。
Joy is yet a third purpose for trials.
那喜乐是第三个理由为什么我们有试验。
In verse 6, it says, In this you greatly rejoice.
第六节讲说，因此你们是大有喜乐的。
In verse 8, Peter writes, You greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible.
第八节彼得写，就有说不出来，满有荣光的大喜乐。
Despite trials, the believer can rejoice.
即使在试验时，一个信徒能够欢喜。
He rejoices because his faith is proven in trials.
他欢喜，因为他的信心在试验当中被证明了。
The outcome of that faith is our eternal salvation.
而这个信心的结果是永恒的救恩。
Sometimes people talk about blind faith.
有些时候人家谈到这个盲目的相信。
Verses 8 and 9 give us a proper understanding of how faith is blind and how it is not blind.
第八到第九节就给我们一个正确的了解，信仰几时是盲目的，几时它不是盲目的。
In one sense, faith is blind because we have not seen nor are presently seeing Jesus.
在某一方面，信心是盲目的，因为我们从没见过，现在也没见到耶稣。
Yet we love him and believe in him.
但我们爱他，我们相信他。
But faith is not really blind.
但信心又不是真实的盲目。
We believe on the basis of what God has said.
我们凭着神所说的话，我们相信。
We trust the testimony of others about Jesus.
我们相信别人对耶稣的口供。
Furthermore, we see the results of our faith.
不但如此，我们看到信心后面的结果。
In the context of 1 Peter 1, the results relate to trials.
在彼得前书一章的上下文，这一个结果是跟试验有关的。
Trials reveal both the genuineness and the reality of our faith.
试验显示信心的纯正性以及我们信心的真实性。
When we have trusted God and received His Spirit, we can have joy.
当我们相信神，我们接受他的灵，我们能够有喜乐。
Such joy would not be otherwise possible.
不然的话，这一种喜乐是不可能发生的。
Peter calls it inexpressible.
彼得把它叫做说不出来的。
This probably has the sense that we cannot explain it.
它可能有一种感觉，就是我们无法解释的。
How can we adequately express the joy which a believer can have in trials?
我们怎么样能够足够的表达一个基督徒在患难里面所有的这种喜乐呢？
It's a glorious joy.
是一个大有荣光的喜乐。
It's too wonderful for description.
它太好，无法用字形容了。
It fails to make any sense to those who are outside the faith.
对于那些在信仰外面的人，根本都好像没有道理。
I know a woman who was diagnosed with cancer last year.
我去年认识一个女子，她得了癌症。
She went through treatment up until about a week ago.
她一直领受这个医疗，直到一个星期前。
What was amazing was the peace which she had.
最神奇的地方是她心里的这个平安。
She had more peace during this time than she had beforehand.
她现在有的平安比她之前有的平安来得更多。
When her family was struggling with her cancer, she comforted them.
当她的家人因着她的癌症受苦，她安慰她的家人。
And this gave her joy.
而这给她喜乐。
How do you explain that to a person who doesn't believe?
你要怎么样向一个不相信的人解释呢？
To be faced with illness,
经历痛苦，病菌，
and then to know there might be suffering,
然后知道说他会受苦，
but to have peace and joy in the midst of that,
但在当中却有这个平安跟喜乐。
That's an inexpressible, unexplainable joy.
这是说不出来、无可解释的喜乐。
Trials are not a game of Satan.
试验不是撒旦的游戏。
Satan does tempt us.
撒旦的确有这个诱惑我们。
But God is proving the faith of the true believer.
但神在证实一个真信徒的信心。
Our response to trials shows what has happened to us inside.
我们对试验的这个回应显露在我们里面所发生的事。
We know then that our faith is genuine.
我们知道自己的信心是真实的。
We know that our salvation is sure.
我们知道自己的救恩是稳定的。
And this causes us to rejoice.
而这在让我们欢喜。
And for this reason, we can praise God.
而因着这个理由，我们能够赞美神。
There's a sixth reason to praise God in these verses.
在这里有第六个理由，为什么要赞美神？
It also relates to our salvation.
它也是跟我们救恩有关的。
Ancient times, when the prophets spoke, were for our good.Because God was revealing our salvation.
古时先知所预言的是为了我们的好，因神在显明我们的救恩。
I would suggest that there are four main reasons in these last verses, four main lessons in these last verses.
在这最后几节我会建议这里应该有四个主要的功课。
They each add weight to this reason to praise God.
他们都在加强为什么要赞美神。
The prophets foretold the grace that would be given to us.
首先，这个先知们预先说我们所要得着的这恩典。
Look at verse 10.
你们看看第十节。
The prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to us, to you.
那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知。
The Old Testament is a record of man's failure.
旧约是一个记载人的失败。
God had given mankind a standard by which to live.
神给予人类一个标准来活。
Man proved that they could not live up to it.
人类证明他们无法达到神的标准。
By our own efforts, we cannot make ourselves right with God.
借着自己的能力，我们不能够与神和好。
We are unable to deal with the guilt of our sin.
我们没有能力对付我们罪里的这个愧疚感。
And we are unable to live without sin.
而我们不能够与罪隔绝。
We desperately need God's grace.
我们非常需要的神恩典。
The ultimate act of God's grace was yet future in the Old Testament.
但在旧约里面，神的最终恩典还是一个将来的事。
But the Old Testament prophets spoke of this grace.
但旧约先知就是在谈到这个恩典。
They looked forward to the time when God would write His law on our hearts.
他们想望 那个时候当神会把他的律法写在我们的心上。
They looked forward to the time when there would be a personal relationship to God himself.
他们想望那个时候当人能够与神有亲自的亲密关系。
From this, we can infer that the Old Testament is also important to us.
从这里我们能够推测旧约对于我们也是重要的。
We tend to limit ourselves to reading and studying the New Testament.
我们通常限制自己来读跟参考这个新约。
It often seems easier for us to understand.
看起来好像比较容易明白。
But Paul writes in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 that all Scripture is profitable.
但保罗在提摩太后书三章十六到十七节，在新译本你可以看得到，全部圣经是有益的。
That includes the Old Testament.
这包括了旧约。
Among many other things, we can learn more about God's grace to us in the Old Testament.
还有许多次我们能够在旧约里面明白学习神的恩典。
Second, by the Spirit of Christ, they prophesied concerning the suffering and glory of Christ.
第二，接着基督的灵，他们预言关于耶稣基督怎么样受苦和得荣耀。
The grace of God that has come to us is based upon the suffering and glory of Christ.
神的恩典来到我们是建立在基督的受苦和他得荣耀。
He died for our sins according to the Scriptures.
他为我们的罪死照圣经所说。
He was buried,
而且他埋葬了。
And he rose again according to the Scriptures.
又照圣经所说，第三天复活。
And then he was seen.
然后他就被给人看见。
Paul writes this in 1 Corinthians 15.
保罗在哥林多前书15章3到5节这样写的。
Finally, Christ ascended also into heaven.
最后基督也升到天上。
From there, he will return one day to earth.
从那里有一日他会回到地球。
Without the death and resurrection of Christ, there would be no forgiveness of sin.
没有基督的死与复生，就不会有罪的赦免。
This is the message of the Old Testament prophets.
这个就是旧约先知的信息。
It's amazing how similar are the words of Jesus himself in Luke 24:25-27.
是如此的惊奇啊！耶稣自己的话，在这个路加福音24章25到27节里面，如此的跟这些是相像。
It relates how Jesus met two of his disciples after his resurrection.
他讲到耶稣在复活之后怎么遇见他的两个门徒。
They were on a road going from Jerusalem to a town called Emmaus.
他们从耶路撒冷在路途上去到一个小镇叫以马忤斯。
They did not recognize Jesus.
他们没有认出耶稣。
They did not know that he had been raised from the dead.
他们不知道耶稣已经死里复活。
The disciples were discouraged about the death of Jesus.
门徒们因着耶稣的死非常难过。
They thought he would be the one to redeem Israel.
他们以为耶稣就是那会赎以色列的。
But now he was dead.
但现在死了。
Listen to what Luke reports.
你听听看路加怎么讲。
Can you read Luke 24:25-27?
我现在需要讲。路加福音24章25到27节，我读出来。耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督怎样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Notice he says, did not Christ have to suffer these things?
你发觉到他讲，难道你不知道基督需要受苦吗？
And then enter in his glory.
然后进入他的荣耀。
And Jesus explained this from all the prophets.
而耶稣从这个旧约先知解释。
This is just what Peter wrote in his letter.
这就是彼得在这里所写的东西。
Jesus said that the prophets spoke of the suffering and glory of Christ.
耶稣讲说，旧约先知讲到这个他将会怎么样受苦，怎么样得荣耀。
The whole Old Testament, Moses and all the prophets point toward the Messiah.
整个旧约，摩西跟这个旧约先知都指向弥赛亚。
The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ was not a last-minute plan.
耶稣基督死里复活不是一个最后一分钟的计划。
This had been the plan of God from the very beginning.
这是神自从创造以来的计划。
The testimony of the Old Testament points to that.
旧约的口供指向这一点。
Everything worked out exactly as God had planned it.
每一样事情都照着神所预测的 完全的发生了。
And this is tremendous.
而这是很奥妙的。
The death of Christ wasn't a mistake.
耶稣基督的死不是一个错误。
It wasn't a failed attempt at bringing in the kingdom.
它不是一个尝试但失败而不能带进他的天国。
It was God's plan right from the beginning.
它是神从起初的计划。
And the prophets tell us that.
而旧约先知跟我们这样讲。
Third, it was revealed to those Old Testament prophets that they were serving us.
第三，这个旧约先知得了这启示，跟我们讲说他们是为了服侍我们。
For us, the gospel is a current message from God.
对于我们，福音是神给我们的现今信息。
For those in the Old Testament, it was yet a future hope.
但对于这旧约的人，是一个将来的盼望。
But the message of good news is no longer just a future hope.
但这个好消息再也不是一个将来的盼望。
For us, it is here right now.
对于我们就是现在了。
This adds further weight to the reason we can praise God.
这更加加强我们为什么能够赞美神。
Of course, it was good for the Old Testament prophets to praise God for the salvation that would come.
当然对于这些旧约先知能够赞美神这个救恩将会来到是很好的。
But now it is here.
但现在已经来到了。
And we have a still greater reason to praise Him.
而我们有更多的理由来赞美神。
Fourth, even angels show interest in what the prophets foretold.
你会看到连天使都显露一个兴趣，要想知道这个旧约先知讲的话。
We might ask, why is this mentioned about angels?
可能我们会问为什么这里谈到天使。
The interest of angels shows how wonderful the message of salvation is.
这天使的兴趣显露这个救恩的信息是如何的好。
And the searching of angels shows that the message was hidden.
而这天使怎么愿意详细的查看这些事，显露这个信息是隐藏的。
Even angels could not have determined God's plan of salvation.
连天使都不能够预测神救恩的计划。
God had to reveal that plan.
神需要解开这个计划。
Neither angels nor men could know the whole truth in the Old Testament.
不是天使，也不是人，在整个旧约里面能够知道这整个真理。
We now have the clear message of the gospel.
但我们现在有着福音很明确的信息。
What angels couldn't understand and what the Old Testament prophets could not understand, we now have.
天使不能了解，旧约先知不能了解的，我们现在有了。
That is such a privilege.
这个是何等大的荣耀。
That is a reason to praise God.
这个是应该赞美神的理由。
Peter began in verse 3 with this statement.
彼得在第三节开始了这样的一句话。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
He instructed the readers to praise God even in the midst of their trials.
他叫他的读者即使在患难当中都要赞美神。
Perhaps this requires some rethinking on our part.
或许这些需要我们自己一些反省。
Can we praise God in the midst of trials?
我们能够在试炼中赞美神吗？
Should we praise God in the midst of trials?
我们应该在试炼中赞美神吗？
Peter teaches us that not only can we praise God, but we should praise God even in the midst of trials.
彼得教我们不只可以赞美神，甚至应该赞美神在患难的时候。
Our salvation demands such praise.
我们的救恩要求这样的赞美。
In this first chapter, we've identified 6 reasons for such praise.
在第一章，我们已经认出来六个理由应该这样赞美了。
First, there's our new birth.
讲到重生。
Second, our living hope.
讲到我们活泼的盼望。
Third, our heavenly inheritance.
天上的基业。
Fourth, our protection.
我们的保守。
Fifth, the proving of our faith.
第五就是证明我们的信心。
And sixth, the plan of salvation in the Old Testament.
第六是旧约救赎计划。
Persecution and trials do not work against our salvation.
这个逼迫跟这个试炼不会对抗我们的救恩。
Trials give reason to consider our salvation.
试炼给我们理由来考虑自己的救恩。
They also can reveal the genuineness of our faith.
它也可以显明我们信心的纯正性。
Faith is proven genuine when we stand firm in the midst of trials.
信心就能够证明是纯正，当我们在一切患难当中站立的稳。
Many of us, perhaps most of us, do not suffer from any very difficult persecution.
我们许多大概没有经历一些很大的逼迫。
In other places of the world, it's different.
在别的国家就不一样。
I was in Chad this summer.
我在 Chad 这个夏威的时候。
I was teaching evangelist there.
我在那边在教一个宣教师。
And there were some that were going in areas where they might very well die.
有些宣教师会去一些将会很可能死的地方。
When they showed themselves willing to go to these areas, they were signing their death warrant.
当他们愿意去这样的一些地区，其实他们就在签他们的死合同了。
We don't face that much here.
我们可能没有经历这样的事情这么多在这里。
But there are still trials in our lives.
但我们生命还是有试炼。
It may be joblessness.
可能是失业。
It may be problems on the job.
可能是工作出了问题。
There may be health problems.
可能是健康问题。
As Peter wrote, our trials are various.
就如彼得写，我们的试炼是百般各样的。
It is important for each of us to examine how we react to trials.
所以是很重要，让我们每一个人查验自己，我们怎么样回应试验。
My reaction shows whether the Spirit of God is working in me.
我的回应显露这个神的灵有没有在我里面做工。
There may still be times when we do not react correctly.
还是有一些时候，可能我们回应的不太正确。
Even Peter denied Christ at one point.
连彼得都有一段时候拒绝否认耶稣。
But afterwards he wept.
但之后他哭。
He repented.
他悔改。
He knew it was wrong and he changed.
他知道是错的，然后他改正了，悔改。
It is better to look at the pattern in our lives.
我们最好是要看着我们生命的样式。
What is the pattern of my response?
我的这个回应的样式是怎么样的呢？
Is my pattern to get mad or to be patient?
例如我的样式是容易发脾气还是是很有耐心的呢？
Do I regularly try to think of ways to get back at someone?
我会不会常常想怎么样害回那些害我的人？
Or instead do I trust God?
还是我相信神呢？
Do I pray for those who harm me?
我有没有为那些害我的人祷告？
If you need to help in knowing what responses are correct, look at Galatians 5:19-23.
如果你需要帮助知道怎么样的回应是对的话，我们可以读这个查考这个加拉太书5:19-23.
These verses contrast the works of our sinful nature with the fruit of the Spirit.
这几节对比我们情欲的事跟圣灵所结的果子。
The first couple verses there talk about the works of the flesh.
前面的几节谈到情欲的事。
The last two verses talk about the fruit of the Spirit.
最后两节谈到圣灵结的果子。
If we see the Spirit working in our lives, we can know that our faith is genuine.
如果我们能够看到圣灵在我们身上做工，我们知道信心是真实的。
And for that, we can praise God.
而因着这样，我们能够赞美神。
Even when there are trials,
即使我们有患难，
He is at work.To bring about to completion what he has begun.
他现在在做工，做完他之前所开始的工作。
Amen.
Amen.